Tonight, we continue our series of reports from here in Ohio on how cities are coping with funding uncertainties in the wake of COVID-19. It's been more than 6 months after the CARES Act provided some funding for cities and states to cover COVID-19-related costs. Negotiations over a new relief bill are bogged down, in part over whether cities and states need more money. In the city of Lancaster, about 30 miles southeast of the state capital, the COVID-19 pandemic caused a sharp decline in tax revenue. But even before the public health crisis hit, Lancaster was already in rough financial shape. 9 out of 10 times the Lancaster Fire Department gets a call, it's for medical reasons. So when COVID-19 hit, Chief Dave Ward's men and women were on the front line, and already thin resources were stretched even further.
At one time, I think I had 6 or 7 firefighters off with diagnosed COVID, so that put our overtime through the roof.
By July, the department blew through its budget and reduced the number of firefighters on duty each day.
We're an essential service. It's one of the basic tenets of living in a city. And so we were here to protect the people, but we just didn't have the resources to pay our firefighters.
There's a giant wet blanket over city finances that is keeping everything down.
Republican David Scheffler is the mayor of Lancaster and a retired accountant himself. To help close the budget gap, this city of 40,000 people will receive about $2.7 million as part of the federal CARES Act. That's about 2% of the city's overall annual budget. And by law, that money all has to be used this year and for COVID-related purposes. But even before the pandemic hit, the city had not figured out a steady way to replace millions in lost revenue from the state of Ohio over the last decade. Mayor Scheffler says they've cut costs as much as possible.
We're down to the nubs. I mean, at some point, you're down where you can't cut anymore, and that's the place where we are right now.
Lancaster is not planning on any new federal stimulus money. What they are planning to do to stay within their budget is to cut services like fire and police. The only way to avoid that is by raising revenue. That means raising taxes. This is a pretty conservative area. Not many people are real psyched about the idea of more taxes.
Nope. It is not a popular subject.
How do you change their mind?
Facts and data.
Since 2008, Brad Hutchinson has spent his whole life in Lancaster, owns 5 businesses here, including this True Value Equipment rental store. He's also helping run a nonpartisan campaign to ask voters to approve a less than half of 1% increase in the local income tax. It's the city's third try asking residents to voluntarily raise more revenue. Over the last year, voters have already rejected the same tax increase twice.
Nobody likes more tax. I pay a lot of tax. But what I like even less is not having a police and a fire department who can respond in case of an emergency.
Hutchinson points out that as the population has grown, police in Lancaster do about twice as many runs as they did 40 years ago, while the number of officers has only slightly increased. The fire department does more than 3 times as many runs and has fewer people than it did 40 years ago.
You can't spend what you don't have. So they have to understand this isn't a nonsense request. If we don't get this done, it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad for a long time.
Engine House Number 1 is a 120-year-old building that was originally designed for horse-drawn fire engines. And despite some modern upgrades, this station has its quirks.
This has got springs from a Model T Ford. You step on it.
Fire Chief Dave Ward says the department has already cut what it can, including a round of layoffs back in 2011.
If it doesn't pass and they ask me to cut budget, it's personnel. And we would at least have to shut down one engine house and possibly two to make ends meet. And then I think the people would realize, how did we get there?
I understand the city is in need. I truly do. But at this point in time, it's just not right. I don't have more money to give to the city right now. And to be honest with you, I consider myself one of the lucky ones.
Floyd Fry has lived in Lancaster for 15 years and was furloughed from his job as a warehouse supervisor for 6 weeks earlier this year. He says the city needs to tighten its belt, even if that means reduced public safety services.
I've lost my job before in my life. I get it. You know, I don't want that to happen to anybody, but we're in a situation where we're going to have to make some really tough decisions, and some of those decisions might include sacrifice. And I understand that sacrifice, at the end of the day, You know, when you're talking about fire and police, it might mean life.
How do you convince someone around here that's saying it's just gotten so much harder to make ends meet? Is this the right time to ask for a new tax?
And it's harder for cities to make ends meet. We can sympathize with that, but we're facing the same issue that a homeowner or a wage earner is facing.
And while the income tax levy will be decided by Lancaster voters in November, Mayor Scheffler still thinks there's a need for additional federal help.
Our position is, geez, you've bailed out everybody else. You've bailed out the airlines, the hospitals, small businesses, but yet we are suffering from lost revenue basically because the government shut everything down.
While Yes for Lancaster signs compete for front yard real estate with every other kind of political sign, and voters will have the final say, Mayor Scheffler insists that in Lancaster, this is not political. But he says that if it doesn't pass, it will be painful.
City services will have to suffer. I mean, there's no choice. We can only provide what we have money to do.